I don't know if the mice can pick that up, but that is the sound of the rain falling in the outdoors. That's nature. That's the real world. Precipitation and whatnot. Water tables. Circle of life. This is Josh, by the way. Verb, the adjective, noun. Kyle is gone. Again. He'll be gone for 9 days. Which may as well be 9.5 weeks. We've made that joke before. 20 episodes in and already recycling. Kyle's gone. So, again, reusing old audio that we never thought would see the light of day. This is me, Kyle, and Callie playing, you guessed it, board game. Today, I have no idea what this game was called. It was called, I don't know, you plant beans in your garden, and you get coins for harvesting your beans. What the shit was this game called? I'll figure out what it's called later, and then just loop my voice back saying it in the appropriate spot so that it looks like I remembered it. You know, on second thought, that sounds like a lot of work. I won't do any of that. Editing enough as it is. Anyways, Kyle's gone. This is an old recording of us playing games. And like always, me asking stupid questions and Kyle being unable to multitask playing the game and answering the question at the same time. And you suffer for it. Later this week, you might get a special episode without Kyle, so that'll be fun for no one. Anyways, there's another episode of Board Games. It's free on iTunes. I mean, there's not a whole lot of things in the world that are free and that make you chuckle the way we do. Anyways, I came here today to intro a podcast and chew bubblegum. And seeing as how I have plenty of bubblegum left, this intro will never end. What the fuck is wrong with me?
So, you're gonna get dealt
five
cards. And you can't change the order of the cards in your hand. So whenever you pick up more, you have to add them to the back of your hand.
Okay.
And the order that we deal them to you in, the first card we deal
you
is the first card in your hand. Yeah.
Okay.
And so you just got to make sure that you don't...
cheat?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to watch it like a hawk, but I'll probably notice if you fuck it up. So at the beginning of your turn, what you're going to do is you're going to plant the first card in your hand, or bean. When you do that... you can only plant it in one of the two spaces that you have in front of you.
Okay.
Right. Now, if you happen to have your first card match one of the cards that you already have planted,
mm-hmm.
great, you just lay it on top. However, if you have both your bean fields planted with two different types of beans, and the one that you're about to plant
uh-huh.
is different...
Then you can't...
You can, you just have to dig up the ones that are already there. And so digging them up means that you're cashing them in if you can.
Okay.
So at random, I just pulled one out. So if I have four of the wax beans, I get one coin. If I have seven, I get two. If I have, and so on. And there's between...
Well, if you have fewer than four, you get nothing, but you still
exactly.
know? Exactly. Okay.
So you might get screwed, which is where kind of the bartering comes in. So if you know that you're that on your next turn, you have to plant the next card in your hand... but you don't want
to
dig up the two that you have now. You might try to trade with someone.
Okay.
Right. However, the person you're trading with, when I'm getting a card from you, if, say, you're trying to trade with me, when I get a card from you, I have to plant it.
Mm.
I can't put it in my hand. Nothing ever goes into your hand unless it's getting picked up
from the
deck.
Okay.
So what you do is, at the beginning of your turn, you plant your first one. Then you have the option of planting your second one in your hand if you want to. Then what you do is you flip two cards. Those two cards are where the wheeling and dealing comes in. So maybe you want one of them that's here, and the next one in your hand is one that you don't want, but it might be one that I want. So
that's
you just,
where we switch?
Yeah, so you just gotta look around, and you just make a deal. Now, sometimes you may want a card, but you may choose to fuck the person over by saying, nah, I don't want it, just because it might
fuck them over. You want them to play it and get rid of whatever they have later. Yeah.
Because the goal is to get as many coins as possible.
So the goal is to ruin friendship.
So.
Alright, so I'm going to go ahead and plant. I guess just plant both my first two for the shits and giggles. And then I'll flip two. Stink bean and a coffee bean. What's the word, people? Anybody? Anybody?
You don't want your own coffee bean?
I don't know. Depends on what's offered.
I don't want either of those beans.
Neither do I.
No?
So you're stuck with both.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, like, you can sometimes think ahead, too.
Okay.
Like, you can think ahead, too, right? Like, so maybe you didn't have either of those as your first two cards, but it might have been your third card.
Uh-huh.
So, like, you might be like, okay, well, I'll take the stink bean now, because you can maybe slush off one of the other cards at another point.
Mm-hmm.
So it's your go, so you plant your first
one. My first one is that chili bean.
Okay. Now, if you want to, you can plant your second one as well.
Okay.
If it's the same as this one, you plant it on top. Otherwise, you can plant it beside it.
It's a coffee bean.
Okay.
Okay,
and then you flip two.
Okay, so if I want the chili bean...
You just take it.
And I plant it on top, yes?
Right.
Okay.
And the stink bean's up for auction, so she may want it.
I'll take it.
For what?
I'll give you a blue bean.
Me?
Yeah.
See, because right now she wants
It's called
this.
A blue bean?
Mm-hmm. Or a wax bean. Like, this one's called stink bean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's called... Is it blue or is it called...
It's called blue bean.
Oh, no,
yeah.
I don't want that.
But
if I don't take your deal, then it just gets...
No, you have to take it.
Then you have to plant it.
Which
but I have to dig this guy up in order to plant it?
Whichever one you want, yeah.
Or you can dig up those ones.
Yeah, I don't
want to
do that.
And if you want to as well, like if, say... Her offer isn't really that great, but you also don't want to get stuck with it. You can offer to just give it to her.
For nothing?
Yeah. But see, you sometimes don't want to do that because you don't want to benefit her. So,
I don't,
but you don't want to get fucked over either.
I could also
And if I take the blue bean, if you give me the blue bean, it goes to the bottom of my bottle?
No, you have to plant it.
Yeah. So either way,
you're screwed.
That's why taking the blue bean's no good.
Nah, I don't want to do it. I just want to take it. Give me it.
Okay.
And so this guy gets... Can't I just discard this guy?
No, you have to do it this time.
It's even better.
Okay.
And so then you pick up three.
And I go one.
Yeah.
I guess I can
two. And three.
And then this can get discarded over here.
Oh, I get it. It's like free cell, kind of.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to plant my first two.
What? Kind of lucky. That's the blue bean?
So that's blue and a wax. I'll take the blue. Does anybody want that wax?
No.
I'll give you a blue bean for the wax bean.
Okay.
I like this game.
It gets better once you start
getting
the
hang of
it.
Yeah, once I figure out what is happening.
Mm-hmm. Green bean any better?
No.
Alrighty.
Womp womp.
See?
Blacked out.
Yeah, so I want this guy.
Okay.
And who wants my bean?
Anybody want a garden bean? Callie?
Nope, you guys aren't helping me.
I don't want it.
So then I have to plant it, yeah?
Yes.
So then I get two coins?
You get one coin. You have two of them for one coin.
Two for one.
Okay, so how do I get a coin?
So you just flip one of them.
Like that?
Yep.
Ah, shazam.
Now, also, when you have three coins, you can choose to purchase a third lot.
Mm.
It costs three coins.
All right. That's how it works.
You
know? Okay.
And pick up
I pick up three. Ah, this game is awesome, guys. One, two, and three.
I see why I like it. It's simple, but yet, like, there's this strategy to it.
So I'm playing my first and my second.
Alrighty.
You cheating bastard. Do I want either of those? No, I don't. So you have to plant both of them, right?
Maybe. Unless Callie wants either.
Nope.
Callie's being a dick.
Well, I was trying to be helpful. Nobody,
were you?
Nobody wanted to be helpful to me.
I just didn't understand the benefit of helping one another.
So I'll take my one coin.
No.
You're not very helpful.
Just think, if you didn't fuck me over earlier, I would have been able to help you with
the wax bee.
Do you want it, Josh?
I do, yeah. I'll take it.
Okay.
Huzzah!
Alright, here you go.
Alright, so first I play this.
Sure.
And then I tap it to enter attack mode.
Magic.
Yeah, that was a joke, see.
I was like, what? I'm like watching the card, waiting to... I'm like, what's gonna happen?
Alright, so let me draw. Oh, wait.
Do you want to play your second?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so let's do.
But if I... Yeah, okay.
You could technically cash that in for a coin and play your second card.
But either way, I'm still going to have to...
Yeah, you still have to flip two.
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to put two.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to put this guy here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put that guy here.
Okay.
No, yep, like that.
There you go. And that's you draw
it.
Your three.
And I'll draw. One, two, three.
Alright,
go for it, Kyle.
Alright, I'm going to cash these guys in for one coin.
Holy shit! Oh man, I just looked at the box of the game. So we're playing Bonanza.
Yeah.
I don't know why they spell it that way.
I don't know either.
But it was made by Uwe Rosenberg. But for a second, I thought that was Uwe Boll, director of all the shitty movies ever.
Ugh.
All the shitty movies ever.
Yeah, go to Netflix, you'll see. He made House of the Dead and In the Name of the King and all those things.
Okay, go ahead.
Pick up three.
Oh, yeah.
No whistle! No whistling! Alright, Kyle. Here's a hypothetical question for you.
Pay attention.
Okay, wait.
I'm paying close.
I've got a green bean and a soybean. Anybody want them?
Yeah, I'll take a green bean. What do you need? I don't have a red bean.
Do you have a coffee bean?
No.
So I'm picking one of those.
But I can give you a stink bean.
No.
No. You sure it's good?
No.
Good stink bean.
Do you have soybeans?
No. But the stink bean's looking pretty good.
How many do you have?
One.
I mean, wax beans. Oh, you need wax beans.
You can have them. Oh, I'll give you two stink beans. Wait, what are you trying to get rid of? A green bean? You want to get rid of this green bean, yeah?
I kind of want to get rid of both.
Soybean? Okay, how about this? How about I give you two stink beans and two blue beans and... two green beans.
Jesus. That doesn't help her at all.
Why would you give me two green beans? If you're trying to ask for the green bean.
I don't know how to play this game.
Are you at all interested in these?
No, I have no interest at all in those. So
they're
all yours. I'll take the green bean if you have to get rid of it. But I really don't have nothing to offer except for two stink beans.
Well, you said you had two blue beans as well?
You want those?
No.
Then why would you bring that up?
I don't know. I'm just trying to remember what he said.
They're paired. What? If I take them from you, do they go into my hand at the back?
No.
Oh, never mind. I don't want them. Except
for the green bean. Yeah, the green bean's the only one you would be interested in.
Okay, just take the green bean.
Because, you sure you don't want the stink bean?
Yeah.
What? And she's like, I want to cuddle. And no one's available giving their lap up.
Alright, you go.
Alright, so I need to plant a card from here first, right?
Yep.
Okay, so I may as well take these guys, because four will give me one. No.
Yep.
Three will give me one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of those will give you one coin.
But I have a wax coming up.
See, that's the trouble. Aha, that's such a variety that I'm like, I don't know what I want to give up.
So I'll take this coin. I'll plant my stupid stink bean. Then I will plant my green bean. Yep. Then I pull two, and then I have to plant those again?
Yeah.
If unless you can get rid of them.
Let's roll
because
the dice.
Right now you're sitting on at least a coin.
You almost always want to play what's in your hand first, just because that way, if you pulled more, great. If you don't, at least you've got somewhat closer and have cleaned out your hand.
Oh, look at that!
Unusual.
Maybe we can make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere.
Yeah.
Any place is better. Start from
zero. Okay, so I'll take your coffee bean.
What am I getting?
For a green bean and a wax bean.
I'll do it. I'll play that game.
Will you also take a chili bean?
Sure.
But you have to plant it.
I know, because I'm going to get rid of both. Okay, so you're taking that coffee bean.
Yes.
I'll put this guy here, this guy there. Oh, that was a mistake. I see now where I want. That's okay. That's all right.
Well, you can just get rid of
I'm just
going
to get rid of this guy, but I need to get rid of that guy and this guy.
No, just don't go
there. Yes, of course. And this guy comes here. See? Perfect. And I pick up three.
God, you look confused.
It was just the chili bean that threw me out.
Chili cocoa beans. Chewy cocoa beans. Alright, Kyle, you ready to test your brain power? I want you to think carefully about your decision. Don't make any rash choices.
Rash decisions.
You ready? So you stumble across a genie, Kyle. And the genie said he's going to grant you a wish. What's this?
My wish is that Callie didn't fart while we were recording.
You stumble across a genie, Kyle. I almost called you Calvin.
I will give you a blue bean for the coffee bean.
Deal. Do you want the chili too?
No.
What are you doing? You're just trying to get attention.
That stupid black-eyed bean.
Okay, so I get a genie.
The genie says he's going to give you an unlimited supply of money.
Okay.
So that's adjustable for inflation. You'll never not be a millionaire. You'll never not be the wealthiest man in the world.
I'll take the stink bean off your hand.
For me? No, it's hers.
From Callie. For... I've only got coffee bean. I don't have any.
She wants a coffee
bean. I'll take a coffee
bean. She wants it.
Do you want the wax bean, Josh?
Yeah, of course.
Do you have a black-eyed bean?
I do.
I would take a black-eyed
Still
bean.
Not a good deal.
Yeah, but look how many he's got. I'm just helping
him.
Kyle.
She's...
Yeah, what if now you're just trying to sweeten the deal in his interest. Oh, look at how many he's got. It's going to make it so good for him. Suck a dick. Okay, so he's going...
So, unlimited supply of money, you'll be the wealthiest man in the world forever, Kyle.
Okay.
But the condition to your accepting this money is that every single time you ejaculate, you will turn into a Disney animated character.
Okay.
So the question is, would you
do
it?
Do I have a choice in this?
The question is, would you do it, Kyle? And if so, who would you choose to transform into?
Okay, take the money and just transform into, like...
Wait, come on, Kyle. This
the,
is your
the
choice.
Handsome, the version of the Beast after he's been kissed.
That douchebag? No.
No, no, after the Beast has been kissed.
Kyle,
not
Mufasa, man.
Why would
Ooh,
be
a big
lion?
Oh my god, it would make Bert and Griff and them crazy, but you'd have to
you'd
go...
You'd have to have sex with me. Like
no, after you ejaculate.
No, at the moment of ejaculation, you become a cartoon character. Like, remember in, like in Who Framed Roger Rabbit, you would live in the world, but you would be a tomb.
Could I then become the genie?
Ooh!
Whoa, look at you!
That is
But the
fucking...
genie can't grant his own wishes, Kyle.
Yeah, but I could transform myself into whatever I want.
Yeah, but you just look like it. You don't have any of their abilities.
Well, what good's that?
That's the condition. He's not going to give you a magic pass for magic.
Why not? Why not?
Well, then transform into something like Jiminy Cricket. Could so I then be- you could, like, hide and, like, go, like... You
yeah,
could
but
be
then
like,
you would never be able to...
No, but you could, like, jack off and then go and, like, steal something right out of someone's pocket.
That would be the strangest way to...
I jerked
pocket.
Off and now I'm stealing stuff.
First of
all...
Shouldn't
I steal stuff and then jerk off? You- I'm very excited.
Wait a second.
I gotta
wait a second. Wait a second. Are you saying that stealing stuff turns you on?
Maybe.
God damn it.
Whose turn is it?
It's my turn. Okay, so first I'm gonna plant... Oh, shit. Okay, yeah. So I'm gonna kill this guy. I'm gonna put my two blue beans there. I can do that, yeah?
Yeah, flip two.
Fuck.
I'll take that.
I hate that.
I'll right, take
you'll
that
take the
for,
stink bean?
Yeah, I'll give you
You can have it, I mean.
Alright.
Wait. I'll also give you a...
No, you can't give him stuff.
I don't think that's in the rules.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Are you sure? There's gotta be an incentive.
No. I think you can't play anything out of your hand.
But you can when you're buying stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's different.
That's the only time you can...
The active player draws two topmost cards from the deck. The active player may keep these cards to plant later in his turn, trade them with his fellow player, or donate them to his fellow players. The active player may now trade cards with fellow players. He may also offer to donate cards to them and receive offers for donated cards.
See, he may offer to donate...
No, these cards. Donate the cards.
Ah, okay.
Each trade must involve the active player and one other player. The non-active players may not trade amongst themselves. The active player may trade, donate the two face-up cards and or cards from his hand.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
look at that. I told you, it's all economics.
Alright.
So, Kyle.
What do you offer me, then?
First, let me put this guy where he belongs.
Okay. Right? I'll take the stink bean.
Okay, but you're also going to have to take... I don't know why I said it that way. A black-eyed bean.
I don't want that.
Ooh, and a black-eyed chili. Bean.
All right, fine. Just take the stink bean, Kyle. I'll just take it. And I pull three. One, two.
Well, that changes the game.
Yeah, doesn't it? I was like, what?
All right. Kyle, here we go. So who are you going to choose, Kyle? Or first of all, you don't have to do it.
No, but I would want the wealth.
All right, fine. For $10 million. Would you still do it for $10 million?
Do I transform back, or I'm always going to be that?
No, just when you ejaculate,
yeah,
you'll be a cartoon character until your erection goes away.
Well, that wouldn't be very
Yeah,
bad.
I was going to say.
Because if I ejaculate, you don't keep an erection for very long afterwards.
Okay, but you also get a cock ring.
I'll give you a stink bean for the coffee
bean. But still, you're going to turn into a cartoon character, Kyle. For even if it's like 30 seconds.
For the coffee bean?
Yeah.
So you say yes, but who's it going to be now?
I don't know. Hold on.
It can't be Mickey Mouse. That's the only one you're not allowed to pick. Yeah, because you already do that.
So then it's an easy transition.
No, I'd be like... It can be any cartoon character.
Disney.
It has to be Disney.
Yeah. Or Disney princess. No, Disney character.
Bambi.
Like, think of your options. Like, you could be... Like,
oh, someone from Spirited Away. There's some creepy
characters.
That's
technically Disney.
That's not a Disney movie.
Yeah, that's
Studio
Disney.
Ghibli.
Yeah.
Think of your options, Kyle. If you were, like, Ariel's dad,
yes,
you had that...
It's not technically Disney.
There's Walt Disney right
it's
on.
Not technically a Disney
it's not
movie.
A Disney movie.
Okay, if it says Disney...
It's not technically...
On the package, then it counts.
Disney
no, it doesn't count.
In America, they
yeah,
it
doesn't
they,
count.
They didn't
doesn't count. You have two against one. Doesn't count.
So, Kyle, if you're Ariel's dad,
I'm trying to think about what to do with this.
You could turn into like Dopey from Snow White.
Why would you want me? You're dating me. Why would you want me to be shitty people?
Because I would be cute for like 30 seconds.
That would be the rest of my life,
forever.
Every time I jerk off, I would then become that.
Yeah.
You'd get tired of that.
I would just get you drunk before we have sex, so that only I get off and you don't. If I didn't want to see your character.
That's a horrible fate.
That's terrible. I'd probably leave you and deal with somebody else who also made that same deal.
You can both turn into cartoon characters when you come at the same time.
Or you know what to do, Kyle. You just go walk around. You just become like a sex pest who stalks a Disneyland. You go to Disneyland and just be like a flasher who like jacks off.
Could I become Sebastian from The Little Mermaid and then I would be... It's like, I got crabs.
he's a lobster, Kyle.
Is he a lobster? He's a crab.
No, he's a crab, isn't he?
He's a crab.
No, he's a lobster.
No, I'm pretty sure he's a crab. He's got pincers.
So do lobsters.
No, but he's got, like, arm pincers, I mean.
This is the
sandal. So do lobsters. Just like he's got the arm pincers.
Kyle.
So do lobsters.
You have Velcro on your sandals.
Yes, but lobsters are a circular body with the legs coming out of it.
No, that's a crab.
Oh.
Just grab the Little Mermaid. It's right there.
Just grab the Little Mermaid.
Pretty sure he's a lobster.
No, I'm pretty sure he's a crab.
Do crabs live in the ocean?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that crabs live in fresh water, Kyle.
I don't know if it mentions Sebastian the crab, but I'm pretty sure he's a crab.
He looks like a crab.
Yeah, he's totally a crab.
I guess you're right. No, look at his face. He's a lobster.
Maybe he's a lobster.
No, look at his shell. He's totally...
He's got the shell, the, like, twirly shell.
Yeah, he's a crab. It says right here, he's a reggae-singing Caribbean crab.
That's what it says. There you go. Answer solved.
So you would choose...
So what are you doing with this chili?
Chili bean. Anybody want the chili bean?
Nope.
Alright. After all that? Okay.
Alright. So yeah, you wouldn't be Mufasa, huh?
No, I wouldn't want to be Mufasa. I wouldn't want to be a lion. I'd probably maul Callie to death, and I'd be very sad.
You keep your mind. Like, you're not becoming them, Kyle. It's just you and Disney character's body.
But I wouldn't want to be a kitty.
What about...
Could I be... I gotta think of all the movies, though.
Buzz Lightyear is the clear choice, Kyle.
No way. I wouldn't want to be a toy. Because she would just play with me and be Sex like, toy you story. Buzz.
To infinity and beyond.
I don't want either of those.
Would you like a blue bean?
No. Oh, yeah, sure. I'll take a blue bean and...
I'll take a blue bean and give you a garden bean. Or a green bean. Or a soybean as well.
How many green beans do you have?
What, you want another coffee bean that I don't have?
Or a blue bean.
I don't have another blue bean either. That's why I'm trying to get rid of these.
Okay, I'll take your blue bean and the coffee bean.
You greedy bitch. Alright, so who would I be? Who would be my Disney person? Who would I be? See, because we keep asking, you know, like, we keep playing this game, I keep forgetting.
Who we got through?
Yeah.
I think there's only one clear choice, Kyle.
I would be Captain Jack Sparrow. Is oh, wait, it's going to be cartoon.
Animated.
Well, okay, fine.
Oh, I figured it out!
Did you?
Elastigirl.
But I wouldn't really want to become a woman.
Your penis would disappear while you're ejaculating.
You can make your own penis out of any part of your body. You can have 10 of them.
That'd still be weird. anybody interested in coffee bean or chili bean?
And you have
Holly Hunter's
voice, Kyle.
Coffee bean.
And you have Holly Hunter's voice.
I'll give you a wax bean for nothing.
No thanks.
Well, you've got wax there.
I know, but I'm going to have to take these two if nobody wants them, so I might as well just take them.
I still haven't figured out what I want to do.
Kyle.
Callie, who would you pick?
If I had to turn into a Disney character?
Every time you ejaculate.
I don't know. I'd probably pick something like the... well, actually, a female orgasm is a lot longer than a male's.
Yeah, but the...
Do you want a coffee bean?
Yes, please.
Can you offer me a wax bean by chance? Or a soy?
I don't have either. I have, green bean, garden bean.
No. Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
I'll deal with it.
Like the girl from Aladdin, what's
Jasmine?
Her name? Jasmine. Just so that, you know, I could still keep enjoying myself.
Well, you can't enjoy yourself as a dragon, Maleficent, you know?
I might take up a lot of room in the bed, and then the touching might stop at that moment,
yeah,
and then
I
turn back and be like,
$1 to buy an awesome bed. A Sleep Number bed. You're like, you can do a Sleep Number bed commercial with yourself. You'd be like, my sleep number is 7, and then you just, like, rub one out, and like, turn to the dragon, my sleep number is 7.
Can I become Lightning McQueen, and then I can just be a race car?
Yeah! That'd be pretty sweet.
Just zip around wherever I wanted to.
You also would not have a dick for 30 seconds again.
That's fine.
Who says Lightning McQueen doesn't have a dick?
It's got a dipstick, though.
Would you kill me? You'd turn into a car on top of me?
That'd
be dangerous.
That way you could go inside of him.
That'd be a weird twist of fate, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be.
Or
whose turn is it?
Gaston, man.
Is it my turn?
Right there.
It's my turn, right?
Yeah.
And you're shuffling the cards?
Yeah. Wally!
Be Wally?
Yeah,
be the fat guy in Wally.
You wanna give me some and
I'll shuffle? I'm working on it. What?
I can shuffle some.
That's
no, the answer is Wally, Kyle. It's gotta be.
What about the little floaty girl Wally version?
Well, Eve,
yeah.
Eva.
Could I be the old man from Up?
Oh, dude, that's the answer right there, man.
The old dude.
Or the little Asian kid from up. So that weird, like...
The dog. Can I be the talking dog?
No, no, no. You gotta be that weird emo thing. So, okay, so we already established that you would do it for $10 million. What would be the minimum amount required...
To do it?
For you to curse yourself with
For
this?
Forever?
Yeah, for forever. But how much longer are you planning to live?
Well, I would think that I would have to do something where it would be that I could live off of it for the rest of my life without having to work.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever amount that would be the minimum.
Okay.
I'm just trying to think of all the Disney movies, though, because there's a fucking ton.
Mm-hmm.
Flynn Rider, Kyle. That's the answer right there.
That's a good one.
Sucky.
From Tangled?
Yeah.
I like that one. That one's a good guess.
Well, his name was Eugene, though.
Yeah.
Eugene Fitzherbert. That was his real name.
Yeah.
Okay, so that goes there.
Yep.
And this guy goes there.
Yep.
And now this guy goes there.
Stinkers.
And that goes there.
I'll take the stink bean off your hand.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Alright. Oh no. Let me get rid of this jackass.
Jackass! What else could I turn into?
Alright, here. No, Kyle, Lightning McQueen. That's the answer right there.
It's a good one. Can it be a helicopter from, like,
planes?
Maybe.
But only the one that puts out the fires.
The fire
the big old hose.
Did you collect your three?
No, I didn't. Thanks. Oh, shit.
Jeez.
What just happened there?
I don't know. One.
Just looking at all the cards.
Two. And three. All right. Here's another one, Kyle. All right. So we live in a world, Kyle, that prizes human vanity. People are objectified and deified, and their self-worth and their value is based on their physical appearance. Now, you make this amazing discovery, right? So people are always looking for the next superfood, acai berries or
okay.
like royal jelly,
okay.
ginseng. You discover... that by finding in the wild, like, you can't, it doesn't work if they're captive.
Okay.
But if you take rhinoceros from the wild.
Okay.
And you blow them.
Like, okay.
Like you go down on the wild rhino.
Yeah.
And he shoots his load in the back of your throat.
Okay.
That immediately, like
almost
instantaneously.
Why does all of these things always go to sex?
It's bestiality, it's not sex. You instantaneously... have, like, it's like a steroidal effect on your body. You get ripped like freaking Dolph Lundgren.
I become, like, the rhino from...
No, you become,
like
Terry Crews or fucking...
Would I do it? No.
You would...
No. No. Not at all. But I might tell other people. I'm like, here you guys go.
But once you
here's
tell people, Kyle...
Here's this rhino. Go blow him.
But see, Kyle, once
muscles.
You tell people, then people will steal your secret.
That's fine.
So if you want to supply the rhino gist to the people... So
but you have to blow him.
You,
so
you would have to blow him and spit it out into
a
little cup.
No.
And then you could sell... Kyle, you could sell it for like...
No.
$100,000 an ounce.
No, because people wouldn't buy it.
Yes, they would.
No. Not doing it.
It would be the super... Kyle, you could sell it to the U.S. military.
I would get a fleshlight and I would just...
It only works if it's
been in my saliva.
Yeah,
no.
It's a chemical reaction. It's only your saliva that does it, Kyle.
I'm
it's
good.
A special enzyme with your saliva and the rhino jizz.
No. Anybody want any of these?
No. See how frustrating it is when I don't even think about it, Kyle.
You want both? Yeah, both. You can just have them.
Maybe you should give him some chili beans to take him, Kyle.
I will take them both, but I'm going to buy a third field first.
Okay. So, Kyle, yeah, it's a super soldier serum. You could sell it to the U.S. military. And not only would you be making billions of dollars, but you would also be able to make peace in the Middle East because they would be able to have these roided-out soldiers all powered by your super jizz.
No, I don't want rhino jizz in my mouth. I'm good. I'm okay. I'm very
Kyle, sometimes people have to take one for the team.
Yeah, but
for the
I don't have to be that person. I don't have to be that person.
All right.
I'd rather just let it go. Let it go. I've yet to watch Frozen.
I haven't seen it, no.
Me neither.
I thought you said you did watch it.
No, I didn't.
I didn't think you said you did.
No.
Ellie.
Hold on. Just relax.
Ellie.
All right. All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. I'm going to put this guy there.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to pull my tube.
Give her.
Come on, give me some of that sweet, sweet pep. Shit. Oh, Kyle might want
that. I might want. I'll give you black eyed for the stink.
Yeah, I'll do that. Kelly, you want a green bean?
Sure.
Yeah.
Kyle.
Yes.
Once again, you are visited by this evil genie who's haunting your life.
Is he gonna have some sexual thing for me again?
No. This genie will give you the ability, Kyle, to see through your eyelids and any other material that is as thick or thinner than your eyelids.
Wait, what?
So,
he'll what?
Give you the ability to see through your eyelids,
mm-hmm.
or if your eyes are open, to see through any material that is as thick or thinner than your eyelids. So you have limited X-ray vision.
Second run through this?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's basically limited X-ray vision.
Okay.
On the condition that you become deaf. Would you take this deal?
Now, do I have the ability to control?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can see through your eyelids, which means that you can walk around with your eyes closed and still see perfectly. Or if you choose to keep your eyes open, you can see through any material that is as thick or thinner than your eyelids.
But I can look normal as well.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. That's what I'm getting at. I'm like, is this a trick thing?
Well, even if you...
Where it's like... I can't sleep because I can only see through my eyes.
No, Kyle, an eye mask is thicker than your eyelids, Kyle. You wouldn't be able to see through an eye mask.
Yeah, but maybe it would suck. I don't know.
Maybe it would suck.
Waiting on you.
So the question is basically, Kyle.
Are those mine?
Yes.
Okay.
Aren't they?
Do you want black eyed beans?
Yeah, I want a black eyed bean. Do you want a... No, you don't want a coffee bean.
I don't know if I would take that because... I like being able to hear.
Well, ask
and I
yourself.
Don't know how much I would actually use this ability. Like, what value would I gain?
Well, it's all based on your imagination, Kyle. How creative are you to use a skill such as limited X-ray vision? Or what are the pros and cons of it?
Well, what pros are there? Like, what would I be looking through? What would I need to be looking through?
First of all, you can see with your eyes closed.
Yeah.
How awesome is that?
When would I ever use
I
that?
I like having my eyes closed so that I block everything.
Well, I mean...
You're saying, like, oh, a girl's changing in front of me. Oh, I'll just close my eyes. Now I can see stuff. That's the only time that I would actually find that useful. Because I'm a pervert.
I guess that's one way of utilizing such a skill. I was thinking more along the lines of, like, mountain climbing or, like, surfing or, like, swimming or, like...
Well, why would I be closing my eyes when I'm mountain climbing?
Because the wind is really, like... hard and...
Why wouldn't I just wear goggles? Same thing with in the water. You just wear goggles.
Alright, whoa, okay. Well, I'm pretty sure, Kyle, that...
Did you collect your three?
Yes.
The thickness of a Vegas playing card is thinner than...
Yeah, but if I look through it, how am I supposed to see what's on the other side?
Like Dr. Evil. I mean, number two.
Yeah, but that's not how a card works. If I look through it, I can't see what's on the other side.
Sure you can.
How? If I'm looking through it, how do I see what's on the other side?
Because.
It theoretically makes no sense.
You're looking through the back of the card, Kyle.
I guess.
Or you could also use it for, like, checking to see if people have... weapons hidden on their bodies. One, two, three, four, five. I get to keep all of them?
No, well.
One. Oh, shit.
You get
three
coins
four,
for
it. Four, five.
You get 3 coins for it.
Ooh, here's a good one, Kyle. I got a great one for you. So this genie just won't leave you alone. He hates you. But this
or he
time,
loves you.
No.
Like, pay attention to me. Pay attention to me. Pay attention to me.
Stink bean anybody?
Nope.
Allie?
No, sorry, hon.
So Kyle, this genie, he says, hey, guess what? You know,
fooled you.
You know all those guys who talked about the Mayan apocalypse 2012? They were all wrong. That shit happens tomorrow.
Oh.
Okay.
So everyone's gonna die.
Okay.
But I'm gonna give you the opportunity to live for another 30, 40 years maybe by sending you back in time.
Okay.
But it's only your consciousness that can go back. Your body is disintegrated. So your consciousness is gonna be able to go back. However, he's gonna go back in time and inhabit the body of any superstar celebrity from the 80s.
Okay.
As long as they are washed up and broke by today. So the question is...
So like a Corey Feldman?
Yeah.
But that's perfect though, because 30 years prior...
So, but can I change his life so that it's better for me?
Well, Kyle, you're asking me questions that only the genie can answer.
If your consciousness goes back, then you know what's going to happen, which means you can, you know, play the stock market, you know, like get in on Napster before it crashes, and, you know...
I can change my life around.
Yeah.
But it's not your life, Kyle, you're going to be Corey Feldman.
Yeah, but I would know.
But Corey Feldman
would
be gone.
I'd be like, I am Corey Feldman, and now I...
Wait, do you have to inhabit the body with Corey Feldman's consciousness as well?
No, Corey Feldman is...
Like, I don't get to control the body?
No, it's not being John Malkovich, Kyle. It's not stupid. You're going back, you're going to take over this person's body.
I'll give you a wax.
You're going to take over their life.
Sure.
Would you like a red bean, Josh?
Red? No.
Anybody
oh, actually, never mind. Okay.
So yeah, so you can be any 80s superstar, provided that they lost their fortune before present time. Who would you choose? And would you do it?
Yeah, why not?
And who would you choose?
Because if I could, you know, live a little longer and...
But you know that, you know what it's
going. I know where my fate's going.
Yeah. Isn't that worse?
Not necessarily, because, like, they're broke, like, they're piss broke.
It might be really
not only that, Kyle.
Though.
Not only are they broke, you know when the end of the world is going to be.
Yeah.
And he's not coming back again.
How do you know? This genie's been coming by quite a bit. He got 30, 40 years of maybe a genie coming around again. I'll be in Goonies. Maybe I'll find a lost treasure or something.
So wait, you're going back to the 80s?
You're going back to the mid-80s, at the point in time when this celebrity is at the pinnacle of their popularity.
So you actually do... get to possibly turn around their life.
You can, but again, even if you do, it's not you.
The world's gonna end.
The world is gonna end in 30 years, but...
Yeah, but that's fine. If I can turn...
How old is this person in the 80s?
It depends on who you choose.
It's just an 80s celebrity.
It could be Drew Barrymore, or it could be...
Could be Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Could be.
Just kidding. Drew Barrymore is pretty good, but then I'd be a little girl.
But she was a wild child, man.
Yeah.
She's blowing dudes like in the Port Authority bus stations. And she was 8 years old.
Here you go.
It's my go. Alright, so first I'm gonna put my wax bean there and my soy bean there. So you choose Drew Barrymore. That's weird,
no,
Kyle.
No, that's sad.
So yeah, so the fatalistic part of the story is that for one thing, you know when the world is gonna end. But second of all, even if you do change their career around,
mm-hmm.
none of those accomplishments would be your accomplishments. Like, you're gonna be someone else. No one's gonna go, oh, look how smart Kyle was to pass on the second Lost Boys movie. You know?
I was gonna say, I'll give you three coffee beans for the garden bean.
Give me the wax!
Yes, you may take them. Wait, what are you gonna give me?
Gratitude. What do you want, garden? I don't think I have any. I got one garden bean.
I will take it.
Wait, that gives you two... Yeah, sure, who cares?
No, sorry.
Josh?
Let's see.
Blackhead.
Black Eyed Pea, can I give you... Actually, never mind, I'll take it. It goes there?
Well, you can put it wherever you want.
That's what she said. Wait, that guy gives me... It's the same...
Same value, pretty much, except it takes...
Yeah, yeah, give me.
Okay, hold on. You have nothing to offer, though?
What do you want?
Kyle's like, need coins. Look at that pile he's got there.
Do you got any more wax beans, or do you want...
I think I need my wax beans, but I'll give you a stink bean.
Stinks?
Yeah. I got one. I'll give you a stink and a wax.
Stink and a wax? You only have one wax, eh?
Yeah.
And I don't... Well, yeah, it gives me. It doesn't really... It's all yours.
So, Kyle, come on, 80s.
Sorry. Oh, I totally forgot we were playing that game still.
All right, Josh.
Migo?
But I have to be washed up later.
Well, I mean... Well,
that's where the gets
only tricky. If you decide... What I'm trying to say is that you can't choose Bono or Tom Cruise. Yeah. You're choosing someone who today is no longer relevant. And whether or not you stay that way is up to you. That goes there.
So I could be like Dana Carvey.
Wait, there's already 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Mm-hmm. You're choosing Dana Carvey, Kyle? Really?
Pick up your 3.
Oh man, this is it, right? When these cards are done, we're done?
Yeah. I will give you a coffee bean for the red bean.
I'll do it, Kyle.
You got 2 coffee beans?
I do.
I'll take both.
Wait! Kyle, wait. No.
I'll take both the coffee beans.
Wait, Kyle, wait!
It's too late.
It's not too...
It's too late.
Too late to apologize.
Alright, take your...
Too late...
You know, the black eyed?
Yeah.
Do you have a red bean by chance?
I will give you a red bean. No, I'm not going to do that. you know what? Yeah, sure.
Oh, you can give her more money?
No, I'm not going to do that.
I'll give you 2 soybeans as well. If you give me a red bean.
That's not going to help anyone.
It gets you 1 coin right off the bat.
Wait a second. Let's not go crazy here. What we're going to do is this. Yeah, I'll give you a red bean, but I also want to... No, it's not going to work. Ah, fuck.
Yeah. It's your last call.
I know, it's the last possible... Run. I just wish we could drop more than 2 fucking cards.
Well, this is it. Like, yeah, I can't draw another card, so it's over. Like, whatever deal you want to make now, whatever that's you want to get deal. Now, this is it. I can give you 1 more coin
you cash
by
in
giving
whatever.
You 2 soy.
You cash in at the end of whatever is possible to cash. So right now you have stuff that's uncashable, so you may as well take the extra coin.
But I can get points in my next turn. No,
you don't get an extra turn.
You don't
turn.
Get a next turn.
All right, fine.
That's it. It's over.
No
so
deal.
She picks up this card. It's done.
I will give you 2 soy.
You get a coin.
Yeah, but she gets 4 or 3.
I only get 1 more coin. We each get 1 more coin.
Nope.
So it makes no difference. It makes it a stale... Stale.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter. So
alright, so... I get 1 coin for these guys.
Yeah.
I can't do anything with this.
I was trying to...
2 for that.
So I would have had to plant these 2, and then I would have picked this up, and it wouldn't matter.
Difference. Yeah, you just count your money.
Money.
24. 26.
You
22.
Son of a bitch.
I told you were winning.
Because I, and you know what? If both of you didn't spend your 3 coins on your extra lot, you would have beat me. Oh, no, wait, you had 22?
I had 22. I wouldn't
have
beat
you. Yeah, you would have beat me. But you would have. You didn't buy the other lot.
Well, I wouldn't have scored as many coins as if I did buy it.
Yeah, I think both of us were better off by having it. You looked like you were kind of stuck waiting a lot, whereas we were, near the end, I felt like I was cashing in a lot more often.
See, what I was doing is I was cashing in for 1 coin here, 1 coin there, 1 coin there. Mm-hmm. That's why it added up. I cashed in frequently as opposed to waiting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta kind of find a balance, like, sometimes cashing in for 1, sometimes waiting a little bit more, but knowing when to wait and when not to is hard. Sometimes you're like, this is gonna be it, this is perfect, do it now, and then you flip the next couple cards, and you're like, yep, would have just gotten, like, 8 more coins.
Alright, 80s wash up.
Just choose vanilla ice, Kyle.
I don't want to use vanilla ice.
Why, you can't rap?
Go ninja, go ninja, go ninja, go ninja. He's in Ninja Turtles 2.
Yeah, you should be him.
Busted. Can I be... Could I be...
You could be as much movies, music...
Can I be the other guy from Miami Vice, not Don Johnson?
Tubbs?
What guy? Is that his name, Tubbs?
Yeah, Richard Tubbs. I don't know the name of the actor.
I don't know the name either.
Why would you want to be Miami Vice, dude?
I don't know. Why not?
See, Kyle, the point, I think what you want to try and do is try to choose someone who would be at the top of their game and parlay that into a more sustainable career. Like, knowing what you know now, you could potentially...
You could be, like, you'd be in the perfect position to get into the makeup industry because you'd already have all the contacts and know all
and
the things.
And people would go nuts!
Now.
People would be like kind of like in John Malkovich, how, like, Malkovich decided to quit acting and become a puppeteer because that guy was a puppeteer. Mm. It would be just like that. It would be so weird. You could
I thought
like,
you said I wouldn't be John Malkovich.
No.
It's like John Malkovich.
No, you said it's not like being John Malkovich.
Because in being John Malkovich, people go into his body, yeah. But they don't have control of the body. The only reason why he does is because he's a puppeteer. Like, he's a marionetteer, and that's how he... Like, he has the mental fortitude to make Malkovich move the way his puppets do. Like, his puppets are so cool. But anyways, once he becomes Malkovich, and he uses Malkovich's fame to become an even more famous puppeteer.
Right.
He shocks the world by quitting acting to become a puppeteer. People are like, oh, this is weird. But it's Malkovich. So you could be Tubbs, and you go to a world of a special effects.
But I could, but I could totally make his, like his, we don't know his name. Maybe I could make him a known name.
Yeah, but are you, like, what would you do? Would you be an actor, a writer, a singer, a rapper, or would you be a makeup artist?
And then you do whatever I want. I could just make good investments. And I'd be rich.
Yeah,
be,
but you're
and
a
then
whole
I'd buy
banker.
Sports teams, and I could be like the buddy guy who owns
Mark Cuban.
Yeah, I could be that guy. Because I'll be the black guy from Miami Vice, and I'd buy the Miami Dolphins.
Or you could just have like a theme, like a chain of theme restaurants, like Miami Ice Creams.
Yes. No. Miami Vice Cream.
No, Miami Ice Cream.
No. Because then it's just Miami Ice Cream.
Yeah, because that way you're not infringing on any copyright you don't own.
Maybe I would own it because I would make a good investment.
But see, you would have to depend on your own knowledge of the history. Do you think you could be smart enough to invest?
All I would have to do is invest in, like, particular companies, like Nintendo and Google. And,
Google!
And...
But in 19 what? First of all...
In the 80s, I could start it off... And just be like, okay, I'm going to...
First of all, Kyle, most of the companies that you would remember would probably not be publicly traded companies at that point in time.
Maybe so you would seek out whoever the owners are, watch their lives, like, stalk them, kind of, and then eventually
approach them.
But how would
you
approach
them? Google? Like, see, like, realistically,
no, see,
how would you research? You wouldn't be... You'd be crippled.
The paper!
I'd
read the Wall Street Journal.
You just hire a private detective.
Rabbit eyes... I'm watching you. Hall & Oates! No, Hall & Oates is still famous, I guess.
No, but they're not famous.
They're not washed up.
But see, but like, I could be like, I could invest in, say, I could produce Michael Jackson's Thriller, which is like the biggest album. And I could just be like, boom, here, let me put some money into that, and I would just see profits from that. And I could just be like,
no,
what
not
even. I'd be like, you know what? I'm gonna put
you'd
money in.
You have to
in.
Go back further in time.
No,
in the mid-80s.
See, I would just go back, and I would also like I'd produce like the top selling movies, and just like I'm not gonna say anything. I'm just gonna put my money in, and I would just see it all come in. I'd be like, Steven Spielberg, I will help you make E.T. Give me the money.
But no, Spielberg already had the cachet because it's
no.
76 because of Jaws.
I'd be like, here, let me help. Let me help.
But he'd say no. He'd
Why?
Even, he wouldn't want to split that pie with you. You'd have to find someone like... You'd have
like
to find like
Spike Lee.
Christopher Guest. I'm thinking specifically like 86 to 88. You'd have to find like Rob Reiner and...
This is Spinal Tap?
Yeah. And
but that's what I'm saying though. All I would do is I would just think about the things that were popular and just be like, you know what?
But how much of that do you think...
G.I. Joe cartoons?
I'm gonna be the one that says, like, you know what, Patel? This would be a good idea. Let's make Thundercats.
No, you know what you do? You need to go buy a bunch of comic books. Like, because you know
there
now
you go.
Which ones are all
there you
really
go.
Good ones.
As they come out.
Yeah.
Yep. Go back and buy the ones before comic books became, like, a big thing.
Exactly.
Or not only that, you could buy comic books from the 50s in the 80s, and they wouldn't cost nearly as much as what
yeah.
they call it. Cost
yeah.
So you could still get an expensive book. You get, like, I want the Silver Age to Flash, you know, the first appearance of Green Lantern,
yep.
you know, and it wouldn't cost you nearly as much as
yeah,
what
but then I would
have
to sell those, too. I'd have to wait until
you could
until
just have
now.
Them, and then you can, the bank would eventually, you would, the bank, you'd go to the bank, you would have them appraised. You would say, okay, this is how much this is worth. And then what you can do is you can take out loans against that property.
And more importantly,
and then invest that money.
What you do is then you start seeking out other people who have copies of those books and ruining, not murdering, ruining the quality of their books. Like, just getting fingers.
You wipe my ass on their
yeah.
Wipe my ass.
Why you gotta take it to that dirty level,
though? Hey, Spider-Man.
There you go. Anyways, I gotta get the hell out of here.